Coming up this week on the Silver and Black Show, we look back at the best sights and sounds from the 2012 season. Undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver Rod Streeter makes his first appearance on the show, and head coach Dennis Allen breaks down the matchup with the San Diego Chargers. All this and a whole lot more as we wrap up yet another season of the Silver and Black Show next.
The Silver and Black Show with two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback Jim Plunkett and the voice of the Raiders, Greg Papa.
It is the grand finale of the Silver and Black Show in 2012 as the Raiders will wrap up the season as the 2012 season comes full circle. They open the year against the Chargers in Oakland. They're going to wind up the year Sunday against the Chargers in San Diego. Welcome to our Silver and Black Show. Greg Papa joined as always by the two-time Super Bowl winning quarterback of the Raiders, Jim Plunkett. And here we are again, Raiders and Chargers to end yet another season, Jim.
You're absolutely right. They're going at it again. As you said, they started the season with an early loss to the Chargers, first game of the season. Now they're coming back, and hopefully, you know, they'll put up a good performance, go out there, show what they've got, and, you know, unfortunately have to get ready for next season.
Unfortunately, Carson Palmer will not be the Raiders' starting quarterback on Sunday as he took this vicious and violent hit, and it was a penalty on the play by the Carolina Panther defensive end Greg Hardy. Cracked ribs and a bruised lung. Carson did fly home with us after the game, James, but he spent most of the next morning on Christmas Eve in the hospital, so no Carson Palmer against San Diego on Sunday.
No, he's the acknowledged leader of that offense for the Raiders, and unfortunately, you know, he did go down, as you mentioned, a vicious hit, but I'm sure he'll have the offseason to get ready, to heal up, and start anew in 2013.
He had a big year in 2012. He became only the second Raider quarterback in the franchise's history to pass for over 4,000 yards. He winds up with 4,018 yards, second all-time to Rich Gannon's MVP year of 2002, when Rich threw for nearly 4,700 yards. And the irony is, Jim, the play that Carson Palmer passed the 4,000-yard mark was the throwback to Terrell Pryor, who broke the tackle of Luke Kuechly here. And Terrell Pryor on Sunday will make his first ever NFL start against the Charger pass rush, which last weekend in New York sacked Greg McElroy, the then starter of the New York Jets, 11 times. Over to the Raiders side of it, Jim, they got a very good pass rush now for three straight games. And last week they had four different guys share a couple of quarterback sacks. And overall, the defense played very well in the loss to the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah, I agree entirely. First two drives, Carolina had their way with them. They settled down. They played good, solid defense. A lot of three and outs by that Raider defense. And, you know, I thought they did an excellent job after those first couple of drives.
Yeah, Cam Newton in the pull option read game was completely shut down. He had one quarterback scramble for 29 yards. D'Angelo Williams, their featured running back, did not have a great game as well as the Raiders held him down. He had one good run for 14 yards. The other 10 got him only 19 yards. And the Raiders had a couple of takeaways, one on special teams in the third quarter as Chimdi Chekwa here will pull the ball away from Joe Adams and Richard Gordon will dive on it. And how about the first NFL interception from Miles Burris, James? Late first quarter, the ball is tipped here, and here comes 56 diving to snag it out of the air.
Yeah, Miles Burris has been a real plus for the Raider defense. He's doing a lot of good things. He's third in tackles, which is extraordinary for a young man such as himself. The only bad thing about that, weren't able to take advantage of those turnovers.
And you know Miles is going to be most excited about going back to San Diego. He did grow up in Northern California up near Sacramento, but he went to school at San Diego State, so he's going to be thrilled to play the Chargers in Southern California as the season comes full circle again. The Raiders close the year against the Chargers, and of course they open the year against San Diego on Monday Night Football when Ice Cube unveiled his Pepsi anthem, Come and Get It.
Don't need no invitation, no. We are that Raider Nation.
Best fans in the world, baby.
We make them shake and shiver. We make them look and sit up.
So exciting. The game hasn't even begun. Everybody's getting ready. The excitement. You see families with their kids all over the place.
Nobody proud as Raider crowd. Marcus Allen, come back home.
McFadden, a big hole over the middle. He may go 40. McFadden 30. McFadden 20. McFadden 10. 5. Touchdown! Oh! Raiders!
Play action. They fake it. They go back to McFadden. Wide open. Touchdown! First down, Raiders. Hayward Bay breaks a tackle, 10. A block from Myers, and he's into the end zone. He fumbled the ball, it's up in the air. Wheeler takes it for the Raiders.
We're certainly delighted
that all of these Hall of Famers in their gold jackets are here this evening to celebrate with you the 50th anniversary of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Art Shell.
It's a special, special week, and it's a week I'll never forget.
Intercepted, Michael Hopper.
Pressured, it's sacked by the blitzing linebacker, Miles Burris. Palmer throws, end zone, caught! And the Raiders sack Manning for a third time.
Big play for the Raider defense, and the crowd loving every minute of it.
Coming up, we'll talk to the feel-good story of the Raiders' 2012 season, undrafted rookie free agent wide receiver Rod Streeter.